This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Scripts for asking for honest feedback from your team in a way that strengthens synergy. Word-for-word scripts that make honest team feedback feel safe and natural. In short, this article contains 6 scripts for asking your team for honest feedback, covering one-on-one check-ins, group settings, upward feedback requests, and post-project reviews. Asking for honest feedback after a difficult team moment. Requesting upward feedback from a direct report. Inviting candid input before a major team decision. Definition: honest team feedback is the practice of inviting candid, specific, and constructive responses from colleagues and direct reports about your leadership, your collaboration, or your team's working patterns, in a way that builds rather than damages trust and team synergy. I remember the first time I asked my team for honest feedback and meant it. Not a performance review box I needed to tick. A real question, asked with my hands on the table and my ego set aside for the moment. One of my most trusted colleagues paused, looked at me carefully, and said, "You ask us for input, and then decide before we have finished speaking." That sentence changed how I led for the next decade. The scripts in this article work. Because they do one thing well, they make it psychologically safe for someone to tell you the truth. Honest team feedback only flows when the person speaking believes the person listening is ready to receive it. Every script here is built on that single principle. If you want to build real team synergy, this is where it starts, with a question your team believes you actually want answered. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context and the note before you speak. Practice it out loud at least twice before using it. If you're working to create the conditions for this kind of honesty, the article How Psychological Safety Enables Honest Communication and Sustains Team Synergy will give you the foundation. In Say It Right Every Time, I cover the art of asking for and receiving feedback in depth, particularly in Chapter 7 and Chapter 8. The scripts in this article draw directly from that work. How to use these scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the tone. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make with word-for-word scripts is reading them verbatim without adapting them to the relationship we're setting. A script that sounds warm and genuine from one person can sound rehearsed and hollow from another if they have not made it their own. Use the structure. Speak in your own voice. Script 1. Asking for feedback after a difficult team moment. Situation. Use the script in the days immediately following a team setback, a missed deadline, a tense group discussion, or a project that did not go as planned. The timing matters. Asking too soon feels reactive. Waiting too long signals avoidance. Why this works? Naming the specific situation directly tells your team you're not looking for reassurance. You are looking for honest reflection. It also signals that you see the difficulty, which makes people more willing to speak openly rather than protect your feelings. Standard version. I want to check in about the project / the meeting / what happened last week. I know it did not go the way any of us hoped, and before we move on, I want to understand what we could do differently. What is one thing I could have done better, as your manager / a team member? I promise I am asking, because I genuinely want to know, not because I need to be told everything was fine. Formal version. I would like to take a moment to reflect on the situation before we move forward. I am aware that there were some challenges, and I believe it is important that we learn from them as a team. I would appreciate your honest perspective. What is one specific thing I could have handled better? And what would have helped you most in that moment? Casual version. Hey, I wanted to ask you something about last week / the project. I know things got a bit rough. What could I have done differently? I am not fishing for compliments. I actually want to know. After you use it, a good response will be specific and direct. If your team member hedges or says no, it was fine, that tells you the trust is not yet there. Do not push harder in the moment. Simply say thank you, mean it, and try again another time. Over time, consistent asking builds the safety that produces honest answers. Eamon's note. The teams with the strongest synergy I have ever seen are the ones that debrief honestly after the hard moments, not just the good ones. Script 2. Requesting upward feedback from a direct report. Situation. Use the script in a one-on-one with a direct report, when you want genuine input on your leadership. This is what I call upward feedback and say it right every time, and it is one of the clearest signs of a high trust team relationship. Why this works? Direct reports almost never volunteer honest feedback upward unless they are explicitly invited. The invitation needs to be specific and low risk. Asking what could I do better with no constraints puts the whole burden on them. Asking one clear, bounded question makes it easier to answer and harder to dodge. Standard version. I want to ask you something, and I want you to know I'm genuinely ready to hear an honest answer. What is one thing I do as your manager slash a leader on this team that sometimes makes your work harder? And what is one thing I should keep doing because it actually helps? I'm going to write both down, and I will follow up with you on the first one. Formal version. I would like to ask for your feedback on my leadership, and I want to assure you that this is a safe space to speak honestly. What is one specific thing I could do differently that would make me a more effective leader for you? And what is something I'm currently doing that you find genuinely useful? I plan to take both seriously. After you use it, write down exactly what they say. Do not paraphrase it in the moment. The act of writing signals that you are taking it seriously. If the answer is vague, ask, can you give me a specific example? Without any edge in your voice. If they push back with no, everything is good, thank them warmly and leave the door open. Forced honesty is not honest. Eamon's note. I have asked this question hundreds of times. The answers that stunned the most were always the ones that made me better. Script 3. Asking for honest feedback before a major team decision. Situation. Use this before a significant team decision, such as a change in process, a shift in priorities, or a new way of working together. Use it while there is still time to act on what you hear. Asking after the decision is made is not asking, it is informing. This type of candid dialogue is the engine behind the feedback loops that boost team synergy. Why this works? Teams often have reservations they will not voice unless asked directly. When you create a structured moment for honest input before a decision is locked in, you strengthen alignment and reduce the quiet resistance that erodes team synergy over time. Standard version. Before we finalize the new process slash the Q3 plan slash how we are structuring this project, I want to hear from each of you. I'm going to ask one question, and I want an honest answer. What concerns you about this, and what do you think we are missing? There are no wrong answers here. The only unhelpful answer is one you kept to yourself. Formal version. Before we move forward with the proposed change slash the decision, I would like to create space for honest input. I am asking each of you directly, what are your reservations, and what have we not considered? I want to hear the concerns as much as the support. This conversation will be more valuable to our team's effectiveness if it is candid. After you use it, capture every concern raised, even those you disagree with. Repeat back what you heard to confirm you understood. Then, when the decision is made, reference what you heard. You raised a concern about X. Here is how we are addressing that. This closes the loop and proves the exercise was genuine. Eamon's note. The consultation that happens in silence before a decision is made is often more valuable than any meeting held after. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. Asking for feedback on your communication style. Situation. Use this when you suspect your communication is creating friction within the team, when meetings feel tense, when people seem reluctant to raise issues, or when you sense that your team is not working with the flow it should have. This connects directly to the kind of open communication that supports team synergy through psychological safety. Why this works? Communication style is the one area where leaders are often completely blind to their own impact. Naming it directly, without defensiveness, sends a powerful signal that you are more interested in your team's effectiveness than in protecting your own image. That signal, on its own, builds trust. Standard version. I want to ask you about something specific. Sometimes the way I communicate can get in the way without me realizing it. Do I ever do something in our meetings slash our conversations slash the way I give direction that makes it harder for you to do your best work? I am not going to take it personally. I genuinely want to know. Formal version. I would like to ask for your candid perspective on something. I am aware that communication style can affect team dynamics in ways the speaker cannot always see. Is there something about how I communicate, whether in group settings or one-on-one, that you find unhelpful or unclear. I would value a specific example if you can share one. Casual version. Quick honest question, is there anything about how I communicate that drives you a bit mad? I know I have habits I am probably not aware of. You would be doing me a favour if you told me, after you use it. If they name something specific, their first words must be, thank you for telling me that. As I describe in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, that phrase does three things at once. It honours their courage, it de-escalates tension, and it keeps the door open. Do not defend yourself immediately. Listen first. Ask a clarifying question. Then let it sit for a day before you respond further. Eamon's note. The leaders whose teams have the deepest synergy are nearly always the ones who learned, at some point, to hear hard things about themselves without flinching. Script 5. Asking for post-project feedback to improve future collaboration. Situation. Use this at the close of a significant project, within a week of completion. Post-project feedback is one of the most overlooked tools for strengthening team synergy because it captures real, recent experience before it fades or gets smoothed over by time. Pair this with the principles in how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy for a complete picture. Why this works. Asking for specific, recent feedback anchors the conversation in observable behavior and real events. Vague feedback is useless feedback, as I say and Say It Right Every Time. The more specific your question, the more specific and useful the answer you get back. Standard version. Now that the project is wrapped up, I want to do a quick honest debrief. One question for you thinking about how our team worked together on this. What is one thing we should do differently next time? And was there anything I specifically did that made the work harder or less clear than it should have been? Formal version. As we close out the project, I would like to take a moment for an honest team reflection. I am asking each team member the same question. What is one thing about our collaboration on this project that we should change for the next one? I'm also asking specifically, what could I have done differently in my role to support the team more effectively? After you use it, do not immediately move on. Summarize what you heard in your next team meeting. You told me that X was a friction point and Y worked well. Here is what I'm going to do differently next time. This follow-through is what separates a genuine debrief from a hollow exercise. It also encourages people to speak honestly next time because they saw it matter this time. This is exactly the kind of feedback culture the SPVI method is built to support. Eamon's note. A team that reviews its own performance honestly after every project gets better at a rate that a team without that habit simply cannot match. Script 6. Asking for feedback in a group setting without putting anyone on the spot. Situation. Use this in a team meeting where you want to invite honest input, but without singling anyone out. Group settings are tricky because the social risk of speaking first is high. This script lowers that threshold. It is particularly useful when you're trying to address a recurring friction point, such as the patterns described in Why Avoiding Difficult Conversations is the Hidden Enemy of Team Synergy. Why this works. Giving the team a structure, a specific question, and a moment of anonymity if needed, removes the social cost of being the first honest voice in the room. When you model the behavior yourself by sharing your own answer first, you lower the risk for everyone else. Standard version. I want to try something a bit different today. I'm going to ask one question, and I want everyone to answer it honestly, including me. The question is, what is one thing about how we work together as a team that is slowing us down or creating friction? I will go first. For me, it is your honest answer. Now I want to hear from each of you, and I promise every answer will be taken seriously. Formal version. I would like to use part of our time today for a structured team reflection. I'm going to ask one question, and I would ask each of you to give one honest answer. The question is, what is one thing about our current way of working together that you believe we should change? I will offer my own answer first, and I want to assure everyone that all responses will be heard and acted on, not dismissed. After you use it, write every answer on a shared surface, whether a whiteboard, a document, or a notes app. Do not editorialize or defend in the moment. Once everyone has spoken, group the themes. Then commit to one specific action from what you heard to be reported on at the next meeting. That single act of follow-through does more for team synergy than any feedback session on its own. For a complete framework on turning this kind of feedback into a development plan, see how to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan. Eamon's note. Go first and mean it. A leader who models honest self-reflection gives everyone in the room permission to do the same. Adapting these scripts for your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. The goal is to give you structure that works, not a sentence you have to say verbatim. Adjust for relationship length. A script or a direct report you've known for 2 years will feel different from the same script used with someone you hired 3 months ago. With a new relationship, soften the directness slightly and give more context for why you're asking. With an established relationship, you can be more direct and expect more in return. Match the register to the stakes. A casual conversation over coffee calls for the casual version. A formal performance review calls for the formal version. The wrong register in the wrong setting can make an honest question feel like a confrontation, or make a serious conversation feel trivial. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. If a sentence in the script makes you cringe when you say it out loud, change the words. Keep the intention and the structure. Swap the vocabulary. Scripts fail most often when they sound like someone else speaking. Name the specific situation. Every bracket in these scripts marks a place where specificity matters. The project is weaker than the client presentation last Thursday. The more specific you are, the more your team member understands you're asking about something real, not conducting a general survey. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Common mistakes when using scripts. The biggest way these scripts fail is when people deliver the words, but not their intention. Your team can tell the difference between a question you genuinely want answered and a question you are asking because you are supposed to. Reading the script verbatim in the meeting. Word for word delivery without eye contact or natural pose sounds rehearsed. Practice the script until you know its shape, then speak from that shape rather than from the page, asking the question and then filling the silence. After you ask, stop talking. The silence that follows an honest question is not a problem to fix. It is the other person gathering the courage to answer. Wait for it. Responding to honesty with defensiveness. Even a slight frown or a well, that is, because signals to your team that honesty was the wrong choice. Your first response to any feedback must be some version of thank you. Everything else can come later, asking once and never following up. A single feedback conversation means very little. What builds honest team feedback culture is the pattern you ask, you listen, you act, you report back, then you ask again. The consistency is what makes the safety real. Using a formal script with someone who needs a casual conversation. Register mismatch makes scripts feel clinical and cold. If the relationship calls for warmth, bring warmth. Adjust the words before you open your mouth. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. Frequently asked questions. How do you ask your team for honest feedback without making it awkward? Start with a specific, low-stakes question rather than a broad open invitation. Scripts that name what you want to improve and why you value their perspective make it easier for team members to respond honestly without fearing negative consequences. Safety matters more than the exact words. What is the best way to ask for honest team feedback as a leader? The most effective approach is to ask one specific question at a time. Signal that you're genuinely ready to hear hard truths, and thank your team member immediately after they share. Broad questions like any feedback for me rarely produce candid responses because they feel risky to answer. Why is honest team feedback important for team synergy? Honest team feedback creates the shared understanding that makes synergy possible. Without it, small frustrations compound, assumptions go unchecked, and the team loses the alignment it needs to work as a unit. Regular, safe feedback is the maintenance work that keeps collaborative trust in good repair. How do you encourage team members to be more honest in feedback conversations? Ask specific questions, respond to honesty with genuine thanks rather than defensiveness, and follow up visibly on what you hear. People give candid feedback when they trust it will be received well and acted on. One good experience encourages the next conversation. What should you say after asking for feedback from your team? Say thank you first, before any reaction. As I describe in Chapter 8 of Say It Right Every Time, the phrase thank you for telling me that does three things at once. It honours the other person's courage, it de-escalates any tension, and it keeps the door open for future honesty. How do feedback scripts help build team synergy? Scripts give you reliable structure so you show up prepared, consistent, and calm. When your team sees that you ask for honest feedback regularly and respond well, they begin to trust the process. That trust is the foundation of team synergy, people working together without the fear of saying the wrong thing. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.